But in response to the meeting we had 2 Sundays ago, for now we have electronic calendar at the back. So there's an electronic calendar display on the computer at the back. Hallelujah. We are taking, if we can make it a bigger screen, we'll make it a bigger screen, or so that you can see the event for 1 week. But the paper copy for the whole year will be displayed by in the next 1 or 2 weeks. I'm waiting for my PA to join me. They've given me a PA. My PA went to war. So we will put it together and display it there. Hallelujah. Your testimony is next.
Amen.
Your testimony is next.
Amen.
This week is our prayer and fasting. I know some of you are still fasting. And in fasting too, we break the fast after service. But to the glory of God. This theme, or the where we pick our anchor scripture from, is Luke 18:38. But there are one major prayer that comes to my spirit as we're talking today. And that's what we are going to use to pray. It cries saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. So this week, the whole week, we have been crying about mercy. We have been talking about mercy. Mercy, we answer you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to lead us to pray for 2-3 minutes. Time is gone, really. Hopefully, we can finish just shortly after. One, hallelujah. I want you to pray, Lord, let mercy prevail over judgment. Do you understand what it means? Where the law is against you, that is judgment. Where what they did in your father's house will stop you, that is judgment. Lord, let mercy prevail over judgment. You know, our media manager, our keyboardist, was saying, he said he was out of debt, which is a big testimony. If you see the the 20 to 30, if you are not ready to drive a car, don't drive. It's not that he used it to buy a car. It is parking offenses. Go through that for crossing. Something that's supposed to be £2.50, sir, that will turn up to £600-800 when you don't deal with it. Listen, every one of us, let's take it as a lifestyle. When letter comes to your house, open it. Many of us love to throw the letter. I will read it later. Let that letter, you will not read the letter. They will have given you the first lotto. Pay £60. If you don't pay £60, it become 180. By the time it comes, it's 180. Before you know it, it's in court. Before you know it, there's CCJ on your name. Hallelujah. Without buying anything, without doing business, and you just discover you are owing £5,000-6,000. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it is common to young people that drive in UK. Oh, almost 80% of young men that drive. Why they have CCJ is that. And some irresponsible young adult, I call it irresponsible, because we have people who are married who will not care about the light, the money, they will not pay. Instead, they will sell the car. Sell the car, they will still pursue you. And it's not the car that committed the offense, it is you. So it's a warning for us, every one of us. Please, when you get your letter, don't throw it, open it. Read it. If you don't understand, go and ask somebody who have knowledge. What does this letter mean? Hallelujah. It is Canticut. Canticut is nothing. By the time people with experience will tell you, by the time you mount up, no judge has done anything. They'll just tell you the court fee is also a month. They pile it up and they'll be charging interest. Before you know it, they hand you over to those who come to your house, when bailiff come, they will harass everybody. Everybody in the community will know it's like you're a criminal. Hallelujah. So we thank God for your life, son. By the time you decide to buy a car, make sure you don't fall into the same offense. I think he has learned his lesson. Hallelujah. And I'm warning everyone, boy, girl, any of you that will drive, take note. If you make mistake, they charge you £60. Go and pay the £60. If you want to, what do you call it? Eh? If you want to dispute it immediately and look out for their response. So that when you dispute it, make it a registered letter. Keep a copy. So, you know, all those things. I think when I'm talking to the young adults, I will talk more to the young adult about that. The Lord will bless us. Let's rise on our feet and pray this prayer. Lord, let mercy prevail over judgment. Every judgment I'm carrying, every judgment that is in my bloodline, every sentence that they are carrying in my father's house, let your mercy prevail today. I want you to open your mouth and just pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself. Let your mercy prevail. Let your mercy prevail over judgment. Every judgment in my life, let your mercy prevail. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Let mercy prevail over judgment. Over judgment. The cause that run in my father's house, let your mercy prevail. The cause that run in my mother's house, let your mercy prevail. Pray for yourself. Let mercy prevail, oh God. Let your mercy prevail. Let your mercy prevail over my children. Let your mercy prevail. Let your mercy prevail. Pray for yourself. Over principality. Let your prayer mercy. Let it prevail. Let your mercy prevail. Pray for yourself.
In the name of Jesus, mercy prevail. Mercy from above.
In Jesus' name,
prevail.
We prayed.
Amen.
Always know that any time spent with God is always a well time spent. So when we are before God, we must not be at haste, because we are before our Creator. Am I right? Do we spend this time this morning? Do we spend it well? Rejoicing, praising, honoring God. Even if we are here till 6 o'clock, praising God, I think God is more than that. Huh? So please, when you are before God, don't rush. Are you getting me now? Even when you are doing your quiet time in the morning, don't rush. When you are praying, don't rush, because God may want to speak to you too. But when you are not patient, are you getting me now? You will not hear anything from God. So let's sit down. Let's sit down. Praise the Lord. I think I've done this correction here once, and I want to do it again. I've told us at any point in time when we want to have testimonies, most especially for some of the big testimony I had this morning. You're supposed to make sure that you are bringing something with your testimony. Very, very important. Three things very, very important. I think I read two to us yesterday or on Friday. Very, very important in the church. Not the word of God alone. Testimony is very, very important in the church. Because testimony is one of the things that says that church is still alive. If there's no testimony, it means that church is no more alive. Are you getting the point? Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Second thing that is very, very important in the church is what I call praises, worship, thanksgiving. When you are thanking God, when you are praising God, we praise God because of whom God is. And we thank God because of what God has done for us. When we are worshiping God, it's even more than that. When you are saying you are worshiping God, because that is the assignment of all the angels in heaven. Somebody said that we need to learn from angel. He said, their language is silence, only interrupted by praise. Anytime they open their mouth, what are they going to be doing? They were praising God. When we all of us, we are going to make heaven. I know that when we get to heaven, there will be nothing like prayer again. What will remain in heaven is just to be worshiping God, praising God, thanking God, and by the grace of God, you are going to be there in the mighty name of Jesus. What I received when I came, the day we started this program on Monday, where I lie down, a word just came to me and told me, that word came to me and said, this hall, God is going to restore this church from this hall. Are you getting me now? Every Christian will always go through process. And Christians do go through three process. There will be time that your Christian will die because of problem. I think some of us, we have so many things we have in mind when we are coming from Nigeria or wherever we came from. We have a lot of things we believe that within 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, I'm going to be this, I'm going to, am I talking? But what can you say about those visions today? There's always a time you are going to have a vision. Remember Joseph, his own vision. What he saw. The dream. You remember the dream? When he faced his own problem, what happened to the dream? The dream died. Joseph never knew that dream will come to pass again. Is that one true? Not even die alone, your vision will be buried. And there will be nothing like hope again. When Joseph was in prison, I know his vision has been buried. Am I talking to somebody among us? Do you listen to me? The vision has been buried. Remember that what Joseph said to the king, it is not a cupbearer. What he said to him is that, please, so remember me. He never thought that he's going to become anything again. He only want to come out from the prison. Are you getting me now? And there will be time your vision will be resurrected. So the vision of this church is resurrecting from this place. I want you to say a very big amen to that. Amen. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? So every vision will pass through process. So this church has passed through process. I said to them when we came this morning, I said, when I knew you first, that hall is behind this place. God took us to another place. Then we came back. So when we are leaving this place, we are going to our permanent place. Amen. So take your stand. Be faithful. Be committed. I want to tell you this. If you have concerns about what concerns God, God will be concerned about what concerns you. Do you get the point I'm making? If you are concerned about what concerns God, how many of you know that God is living for us? God is living for you. And God wants you also to live for him. Look at Psalm 121. That psalm so practically that God is living for us. Let's read from verse 2 because of time. Yes, from verse 2. We never suffer the foot to be moved. Think of that. If somebody is not slumber, who is he living for? If somebody is not slumber, God is just like a watchman. Am I talking? Yeah. It's like a security man watching over you. So, God is living for you. He's concerned about you. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, I believe this, that every child of God is precious and priceless before God. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, you yourself, what God is expecting for you, from you, is for you to live your life for Him. As God is living His life for you, live also your life for Him. Are you getting me now? There's a day I was in need in the home over 20 years ago. I was in need in the home, and a star just came with an envelope. He gave me the envelope. He has that envelope, the money inside, he has a lot of meaning to me because I was in need. A voice came to me straight. Drop your expectation and see your responsibility. Ah. Drop your what? Expectation and see your responsibility. Expectation is what you are, things you are expecting from God. Responsibility is what God is expecting from you. What affects Christianity most today is because of our expectation. We are less concerned about what concerns God. We are only concerned about what concerns us. We always expect more. We don't think that we have a responsibility to our Creator. God never creates you for yourself. He creates you for Himself. Am I talking to somebody? God created the whole world for us, but He created us for Himself. Anything you see in the world today was created because of man. Are you getting me now? So, but God created man because of Himself. That is the reason why when God cares, He cares for man. When God loves, He loves man. When God has concern, He has concern for man. When God keeps, He keeps man. Am I talking to you now? So we have the object of God's love. He said, for God so loved the world. The world there is talking about humankind. And He gave His only begotten Son. Can you remember that? So I want us to see practically that you must be so concerned about what concerns God. Forget about, I have this problem. I had that problem. There's a lady that left our church some years back because of marriage. He left the church. After up to 2 or 3 years, the mother came back crying because of the condition of that lady. And I said to the woman, I said, let her come back to the church. The lady now came back to the church. When she came back to the church, I said to her, I said, forget about marriage, you. Join workforce. Commit yourself to something in the church and be faithful to it. Your husband will come and meet you here. The husband will come and meet, he'll come and meet her there. Don't talk about, I'm 30 something, I'm 40 something. Don't talk about that. Think of what you can do for the kingdom. How many of you know that we have some Christians before us who refuse to marry just because they want to serve God? Do we have them? Yes, I said, do we have those Christians? Yes, we have them before now. Why? Some people have labored for the kingdom to the point that you think they are poor, but they choose to be poor just because they want the kingdom of God to expand in their hands. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, so, but now, some of us, I don't have job, I don't have husband, I don't have this, I don't have that, is now sending us away from the Lord. And I tell people, I told them always, if your problem send you away from God, your prosperity will never keep you with God. If you don't serve God because of pleasure, you cannot serve God in prosperity. Because prophecy has to do with conveniency, comfort. Am I talking? Eh? But when you are facing challenges of life and you run away from God, who tell you that when everything is okay, you will remain with God? Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? So, I think I saw Callisto over there. The man has become a little big now. You know the reason why I love the brother? He has remained in this church since the time I've known him. And he's still there up to today. And Callisto, go and note it down. The Lord is going to visit you. And anything that has to do with you will be restored.
Amen.
The Lord is going to surprise you in this place.
Amen.
The Lord is going to make you as one of them who will be sponsoring this ministry.
Amen.
I want you to say a big amen to that.
Amen.
But are you paid tithe? Are you faithful to your tithing? Callisto. Nobody talk to me about that. I'm just saying my own. Because I know God is going to bless you. But start by paying your tithe. Are you getting me now? Tithe must be the beginning of giving. It must not be everything. Just the beginning of giving. Let's put our hand together for Jesus. So don't be concerned again about what you are going to get, but be concerned about what you are going to give. Don't be concerned again about how people are going to bless you, but be concerned about how you are going to be a blessing to people. Are you going to understand now? If you are in church now, don't be concerned about you want people to serve you, ready to serve others. Don't be in church and you are spending 10 years there and you don't do anything in that church. Which kind of Christian are you? What is your responsibility? Only expectation. Expectation causes people to be moving from one church to the other. And they will never be responsible. They will be moving from one church to the other. They will never get involved in anything. They only want solution to their problem. And when they get solution to their problem, what are they going to do? They are still going to leave. Because they saw the church as an hospital. And when you saw the church as an hospital, when your sickness is healed, what are you going to do? You will leave. If your sickness remains there, what are you going to do? You are still going to leave that hospital. You can't be there permanently. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Don't see church like that. You don't come here because you have a problem. You come here because you want to serve God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? So, you come because you love God. And I want to serve God. I want to please God with my life. If you have that kind of a spirit, the blessing of God is coming to your way. How many of you believe that? Let me just talk about three things. I have more than eight for you. I'll talk about three because of our time. So, when I'm talking about expectation, the Bible says, number one, for a Christian, he said, seek for the kingdom of God. That is our responsibility. All things will be added to you. That is what? That is your expectation. When you seek the kingdom of God first, all the other things that you need will be added to you. Is that one true? And we are not going to read it, but it's in Matthew 6:33. Another thing is this. The Bible says, give. Oh yeah, hand it up. Hand it for me. What is our responsibility? What is our expectation? Is I be given unto you. And I want to tell you that in giving, The Bible says, if you sow sparingly, you are going to reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you are going to reap bountifully. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, eh? As a church, please, as a church that is praying for God's blessing, 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 you must take giving seriously. Sometimes, because we don't want people to run away from the church, pastor, we don't like to talk about giving. Because we think of, if we talk about giving, people will run away from the church. There's a little church we have now in the town in Nigeria. They call that place Ilaro. The pastor I put there, I said, we just started the church. It's not yet up to 6 months, Papa, if I'm right. No, it's December. We planted it in December. And I told the pastor, continue teaching them how to give. Kanto de gweja. Say, matan pe le gweja. Dry fish. Say dry bone. Agwa be dry fish. Dry fish bone. When I send somebody there to go and spend 1 month every week, and I told him, when that person is going to leave that church, you must give him something. Teach your people to do that. They asked Abiola, I said, well, you give, 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 give. You love to give, he said. And to ban fun your ni bulowo e manwa. Eh? Nobody will ever say, God bless you to a receiver. It is only the giver that they are going to say, God will bless you. It is only giving that shows that you have overcome selfishness. Do you get the point? It is only when you are able to share what you have with others that so practically you have overcome selfishness. There is a place, you know, in Kenya, they have a joke, pythons are many in Kenya. And they always use the, what do you call it, the cover of python. You know, it's money. It's a big money. Eh? The skin, thank you, mommy. It's a big money. And these two people that are rearing animals, they went to the farm. And they do kill python. And it's money to them. And one among them, when he saw the python, he don't want the second person to know. So that when he killed the python, he won't share out of the money. And he followed the python until the python entered into a hole. When he entered into a hole, he put his hand there. He never knew that the python has gone and changed his head after he entered the hole. He want to be drawing the python little by little, and he will be cutting it. But he never knew. When that python saw his hand, he grabbed the hand, and they continued to draw one another. He cannot enter into the hole. The python also cannot come out. And he continued shouting. The second person has... He has gone far. But he just, where is myself? Where is the second person? Where is the man? Here, shouting in a very far place. He now run back to him. He's the one who saved him from that python. Because of selfishness. A lot of things you are going to waste them because you are selfish. A lot of food you are going to go and drop them out. You are going to go and drop them in a waste because you are selfish. A lot of clothes you are not going to use it People that are going to use it around you are not going to give them because you are selfish. So the only thing that shows that a man has overcome selfishness is what? Is giving. And we don't give to God because God is in lack. We give to God because we love God. For God so loved the world and he gave. And if a Christian loves God, what are you going to see? He will be giving. And somebody said, it is possible for you to give without loving. But you cannot love without giving. A man who is looking for a woman will be giving to that woman. Because you are looking for her. You are looking for her. Some women we know Lily. Is that the one true? Yeah, take, you are looking for something. Are you getting me now? You can use gift to catch a person. You can love people through gift. Is that one true? Yes, sir. Eh? But it's not possible for somebody to say, I love you, and there's nothing to show for it. If the Bible says, for God so loved the world, at the end it's there, where is love? But the word love has reflected already. Is that one true? The word love has reflected there. But how do we love? How do we know the love of God? He gave. So love is giving, and giving is love. It's better to talk much about love than talk much about giving. Am I talking to somebody among us? As a church who desire God's blessing, we must learn to share, to give. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Anything that you know that, because sometimes God will provide for me, God, you know, let me hand it up like this because of my time. Anytime I'm praying to God, you know what I always pray? I don't always pray for small things. I don't know why. And I'm asking myself, maybe that's the reason why most of the prayer you are praying is not yet answered. Because if I ask the pastor, please, can I get 50 pounds from your hand? He can quickly give me 50 pounds. Am I talking? Can I get 20 pounds from your hands? You can easily give me 20 pounds. But if I ask you that, can I get 500 pounds from your hand? You say, maybe at the end of the month. Am I talking now? So sometimes the kind of prayer you are praying to God may determine the how long your answer will come. The day I saw it in the Bible, let's read this person and we use it to pray. Let's read Luke 1:57. If I get it right. Luke 1:57. Okay, let's read it together. Now, Elizabeth's full time came that he should be delivered. And she brought forth a son. 58, yes? And our neighbor, our cousin, had out the Lord and so great mercy. Anytime Tim Batin pray, I always say to God, pray, mercy. He said, mercy is so this place caused me to understand that there's a small mercy. Maybe that is what you need. I don't know. There's always a small mercy. There's a great mercy. Are you getting me now? So, and I say to God, me, I don't need. If you are not going to give me any, if you don't want to have mercy on me, take it away. But if you are going to have mercy, I need great mercy. I need something I can share with others. You don't get what I'm saying? I need someone I can do what? I can share with others. Because if you say God raised you up, the second question they ask of, ask from you is that if God has raised you up, tell me the people or the person God has also used you to raise up. Because God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing. So if God has blessed you, then God must make you also a blessing. But if you have the food that you can only eat alone, there's no way you are going to share with others now. Is that one true? But I want to share with others. People may not remember you for what you speak, but they will remember you for what you do. You may forget my message today, but you will never forget what I do for you. If I have assisted you, if I have been with you, if I have supported you, am I talking to somebody? You will remember me that if not this man, if not this woman, if not this family. And that is one of the qualities I saw in your mother, in the Lord here. You know, he supported people. He supported people. I know he's going to Guam. He will buy food. Am I talking? Yes. Cook food. Am I speaking?
Yes.
Huh? You are a living witness of that. Uh-huh. So some people, if they don't remember what he has said before, they will always remember what he's always do or what he has done for somebody. And that is Christianity. We are called to be a blessing. When we receive God's blessing, how can I also be a blessing to others? Look at the vision of this church now. Is to raise people up. Is to change life. Am I talking to somebody? It's for the people that enter this place after 2 or 3 years to say, I thank God that I entered into that church. Because when I get to that church, my life changed, my life transformed. They supported me. They are with me in my problem. Am I talking to somebody? And that is what I want my life to look like. So what are we asking for? Great mercy. What are we asking for this church in London? What are we asking for? Great mercy. We want great mercy this morning. Let's stand up this afternoon. Let's stand up. Let's come out. Sati po jo, come out. Lobai. Ale, lo lato do barai. So, come. Sorry, Abi. Okay. So possible, Sha. Eja kama leje, okay.
Let's move out, please.
Mommy. You can sit down. Don't worry. Sit down. Sit down, ma. Don't worry. Mo tin bere boda ti pe mo ri loni. Mo sa si ran ti won. Ara yi bo ibi mo ti ma won na.
Yes.
Pelu won to kekere kan bayi.
O di di gbangba.
Mo gba sa. I'll be asking from asking. So, this is your husband, Abi? Your husband? Abi Onda, where is your husband? Come now, let me see you now. Cerebral things are papa. I think I knew him for the first time.
Yeah.
Abi? Maybe you are the next one we are going to ordain as a pastor. Abi, you don't want that. What are we asking for?
Great mercy.
Who need great mercy?
Me.
All of us, we need great mercy. Let's cry to God. Lord, we are committing Fountain Cornerstone Foundation Church into your hands today. Lord, show us a great mercy.
Oh yes,
Lord. We need great mercy.
Amen.
In this church.
Amen.
In this assembly.
Amen.
Let there be a great mercy today.
Amen.
Bestow great mercy upon us.
Amen.
Let's pray in Jesus' name.
Father, Lord, we ask for great mercy.
Father, we are praying for the for great mercy over this church this afternoon. Over your servants, over the wife, over the children, over all the ministers in this church, over the choirs, over all men, over every brother, every sisters, over all children in this place. Let there be a great mercy today upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command great mercy upon you.
Amen.
Upon your home.
Amen.
Upon your household.
Amen.
When you go out.
Amen.
When you come in.
Amen.
There will be a great mercy for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I use the name of Jesus and I set the door of mercy before you.
Amen.
All the day of your life.
Amen.
All the day of your children's life.
Amen.
Every member of this church.
Amen.
Right from today.
Amen.
The door of blessing is open before you. When you lock any door right from today, that door will be open for you.
Amen.
Anywhere you are looking for something, you are trusting God for something, you are going to receive mercy there.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mercy will be upon our children.
Amen.
And it will be great mercy.
Amen.
Because the son of Elizabeth is a special son. Jesus called him that all men that have been born in the world, no one is up to John the Baptist. That is what Jesus said about him. And the testimony is true. And that is the reason why it's a great mercy for that old woman, for that family. I pray God Almighty will raise your children up.
Amen.
As a sign of mercy.
Amen.
As a sign of greatness.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If there's any yoke in the life of anybody this afternoon that you are here, we are here together, that yoke is destroyed.
Amen.
Any foundational problem, any generational problem, generational issue, generational causes, today in your life is canceled.
Amen.
In your next generation is canceled.
Amen.
I pray that God will raise you up.
Amen.
For because of this church, because I know new things will begin here.
Amen.
God will start with us newly.
Amen.
Things will change for us. It will change for us.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you are going today, before the end of this year, there's going to be a lot of testimony in this church.
Amen.
Each family will have his own testimony.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The one you that are trusting for, you are trusting God for children, you are going to carry womb. Before the end of this year.
Amen.
Your testimony begins today.
Amen.
You are trusting God for a house. God is going to buy a house for you.
Amen.
You are trusting God for paper to stay in the country. God is going to give it to you.
Amen.
You are trusting God for husband. God is going to give it to you.
Amen.
You are trusting God for wife. God is going to give it to you.
Amen.
No matter what you are trusting God for, when we are adding up this year, you are going to come and give this testimony.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for your servant here and the wife. We pray that you are going to open more doors before them.
Amen.
In the ministry.
Amen.
You are going to bring faithful members to them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Faithful disciples to them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to raise their hands up.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every forces of darkness around these places, around this place, that may rise against this church, I pronounce curse upon you.
Amen.
And I render you impotent.
Amen.
This church will walk over every impossibility.
Amen.
You will grow from this all.
Amen.
You will multiply from this all.
Amen.
You will be great from this all.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Before this time of next year, God is going to provide a place for you.
Amen.
That is going to be your own place.
Amen.
God will do it for you miraculously. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. Continue thanking God because God has answered your prayer. Continue thanking God.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Our God is good. And all the time, let's appreciate our Father in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.